I think part of it is when you've got too many coaches, you're trying to please too many people, it's difficult to keep a coherent, clear, simple plan.
I think it's very, very difficult. I was on a coaching staff, so I'm, you know, when Lombardi came to the Washington Redskins, I was a player coach for him. And I never walk into a stadium, and I'm sure Lenny does this too, I never walk into the stadium that I don't think of the greatest coach that ever coached a football team, and that was, to me, was Vince Lombardi. And the other guy was Tom Landry. When I was with the Giants, Tom Landry coached the defense. He was defensive coordinator, and Lombardi was the offensive coordinator, and everybody else got out of the way and let those guys coach. They were just great. And so I just think that 21 coaches, and that's what the Redskins have now, 21
coaches. That's 21 almost coaches. As much as we had on a team not too long ago.
Yeah, this is what's happening. You know, all these coaches bring their kids in, bring their friends in, you know, and they're all coaches. And I just think that, you know, you have 21 different guys that with input there. And what as Joe Gibbs did last night, basically, he and Parcells just stand there on the sideline. And don't
so you think they're basically
anymore.
Figureheads?
Yeah, they're almost like figureheads, but not that they can't do that, because I got to say this. All the coaches I've ever been with, and that includes Lombardi, I mean, he was involved. He was involved with the game plan. He was involved with the defense. He was involved with the special teams. He was involved with the community. And whenever he came to Washington, he was more popular than the President of the United States. From Green Bay, they named streets after him and everything else. And that's what coaches do. And look at Hank Stram. I mean, the guy that basically was the coach of the American Football League was Hank Stram.